The computer has some problems, so this is actually my laptop is just much better. Just 1 second.
Yeah, I'm actually in South Africa, and this is like a Wi-Fi thing. So
oh, really?
Okay. So it's actually one of the great advantages, you know. It's one of these telephone things. You plug into the telephone.
Right.
The SIM card. It's like a memory stick.
Okay, good. So, so we're holding here in the Tziva Kass, actually. I guess I wanted a little bit to speak about some sort of kesher with Hanukkah. There's a pasuk in Koheles, a very strange pasuk. It says that kiburoiv chachma roiv koas v'yosef das yisimachiv. That the literal pshat in the pasuk is, as a person knows more and more about the world, it upsets him more and more, and the more das he has, the more pain he has. The Gemara darshins it in one place, is sort of in its literal sense, that, like, says Yisur das Yisimachayv, it says that a child doesn't, his tsoya begins to be masriach for Krishna and so on, when he's capable of speaking, when there's some sort of level of das, and that creates a level of kas. And there's actually a side remark. There's a very, very moving, quite a famous poem from Abram Elie Kaplan in Vikras Ayira, and it's kind of very, very melancholy type of poem, and he says, is it better to know and to be upset, or to forget it all and be happy? In other words, if a person is not in any way burdened by any type of knowledge, he's a happy person. Okay. So at any rate, but getting back to our point, the Gemara darshins something else from it. The Gemara darshins that if Klal Yisrael would not have been Machis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would not have gotten all of the Chachma that they got. In other words, had Klal Yisrael not sinned, they would have gotten just the Torah and Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua. Now at the Mechaita, they have also Chavdalat Sfarim, which are basically most of Tanakh is all about the Averis Klal Yisrael did. Now, it's something that really, really is kind of strange. So they're reading Chazal, reading the Pasuk, Reiv Chachma, Reiv Kas, that Reiv Chachma is Nigram, are they Reiv Kas? Really, it's hard to understand that. It's basically saying that we're getting some good out of the bad things we did. That's basically what it's saying. That if we hadn't done bad, we would have had just one small sefer, and now we have many sefer. It's kind of Ibchem Estavra. In a sense, it's mimicking the shayla of the shayla to the Rambam Mor Nevuchim. How could it be that mankind's greatest gift they receive when they sin? So, a little hard to understand how we have that Reiv Chachma, Reiv Kas, and we have there. So, I want to explain a little bit, since we're kind of Kohes, and since we're holding Kas, and it's also Hanukkah, you also have a sense of the Chachma that's Nizgala after the Tkufa Bayis Rishon. We have, the Rambam says, that Tzotza HaMinus, Apikursis began to flower. The word tzotza is sort of the best description of it. Sort of poked its head above ground. It began. It's like grass in the spring, just poking its head out of the earth all over the place. And it began to become it began to encompass the world. And there was a Ribui of Chachma. There was a Ribui of Chachma concurrent with, in a certain sense, of the onslaught of Kfira. It's hard to understand how we get more Chachma, and it almost seems to go hand in hand with the Kfira and so on and so forth. So I want to refer to a Rashi in Shmois. Rashi says, "Of Ruach HaPecha," it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruach HaPecha Nermu Mayim Nitzvuk Modnei Noizlim. So Rashi says, Ruach HaPecha means the wind coming out of your nostrils. So Rashi says, Diba Kazuv Kaviyachu B'Shechina Dugas Ruach Bos V'Dam. When a person gets angry, the wind comes out of his nose, like snorting. So the hefech of it is, Leman Shmi Arechapi. And he says, Kishazar Feinocha, Nishimasa Ruka, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not angry, Kaviyachol, or a person, you know, it's a parallel to a person, his breath is long winded. Ukshu Kois, when a person is angry, Nishimasa Ktsar, he breathes very heavy and rapidly. And he brings a whole bunch of psukim to Hilasi Echtom Lecha, Leman Tilasi. So the word utilosi echtemcha means, so to speak, as if I will stuff up your nostrils that it not come out rapidly. And then he says, anytime you have af and charon, it's the same thing. In other words, the description of Kas in terms of Charon Af is always a description of this phenomena of the breathing quickly, slowly, and so on and so forth. Now, that's obvious that if we're picking something that is we're using something as a metaphor to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, we're not picking some side element. It's obvious that we wouldn't pick a human phenomena that is sort of a mikra. Okay, you know, just happens to be people kind of jump up and down or whatever it is, and they get excited. They gesticulate and so on. It's referring to something that is a very core hagdara of the kas of kas, and charein af is that core hagdara. So I'd like to explain that point. We speak a lot about a person's life. When a person, Rahmanasan, dies young, one would associate the word miyut shanim, miyut yamim. How many years did you have? Not many, not long, not much. You know, each day we live a day, and we could have many, we can have little. The word used is bekitzur shanim v'yamim, which shortened days and years. The reason is because, since in the big picture, it doesn't really make all that much of a difference, since the infinite is there. How long we're here, so many and much and little are not the right descriptions. The description is different. It's a quality of the scope of what our life encompasses. When a person encompasses a little, so that's katzer. When it encompasses a lot, that's aruch. So, Katzer and Aruch are really descriptions of a quality of the chayim of a person. So having arichus yamin means my hekif is, like it says, narisi gamza kanti v'lorisi tzadik neza. Having just been a nar, it's not a big statement. When you are a zakin, then the statement has some meaning. The scope of what we can accomplish, the quality of our accomplishment and our hashkafa is based on the shanim. There's a Sfarno says by Yosef Atzadik, it's a Mufurish Yisori HaTorah B'Shem the Sfarno, that it says v'hu nar, says Zolpa, he was a Yosef was acted like a nar. So he explains that his problems arose because of his narus. It was a type of activity that the way in which he acted to his brothers, it came from narus. A zokin is someone whose scope is through oirech, through arichus. He sees things through a bigger sweep, which by definition almost is more emes. Whereas a young person, a nar, sees things in a very, very short sweep. And therefore, it's lacking. My best riot to this was, about a year and a half ago or so, they had the great, great revolution in Egypt. And the newspapers crowed about how this is the revolution of the young. And you see the youth rose up, and the youth, and the youth, and the youth, and the youth. It's true. Older people don't have the stamina, have a certain level of cynicism. They've seen revolutions, they've seen reformers, and come and go. So the young people have that stamina, that nerve, and so on and so forth. But now what? They had a very, very strong feelings about topping the old regime. No idea of what's afterwards. And Arayom, it's still kind of, it's neither here nor there anywhere, because no one has an idea of what a long-range plan looks like. One knows, one can topple a regime, but creating a regime takes zikna, minimally. The scope of a nar is short, and that's his chisaron. The scope of a zaken is long. And when a person has a richos yom, the brach richos yom is, he can see things through a much bigger scope than a nar can see. The place in a person's
sorry, just a quick question. Could you define a bit more in a richos yamim? It's more than scope, because you could theoretically get an older person who is he's got a kitzur yamim dika scope, right?
Correct. That's 100%. De Velp says a very, very famous part that when the Sfasemis died in his 50s and his son was masped him, he said, "Our father was Zechet Arichas Yomim." And people looked at him kind of strange and he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I didn't say Arichas Shonim, I said Arichas Yomim." Every day of his was very, very long. It took in an awful lot. So you're right. Certainly, a person can go through all of life and still be a nar at the age of 80. He's not much wiser than he was at 40 or at 20. But the bracha, the zokin that we say about Avram, I once said, it says by Avram was zokin. There was no zikna until Avram was around. So my marshal was, when you take a cow, a 15-year-old cow is not is no different than a 5-year-old cow. I mean, except physically, it's run down, but it does not have memories of 15 years. You can't be mechabited. You can't say, this is an elderly cow. It's a run down cow, but the year it lives a day at a time. And yesterday doesn't exist, and 2 days ago don't exist, and 3 days ago don't exist, and that's it. So every day it's a new day, and you can't be mitzarif the yamim. Till Avraham Avinu, when people did not live with a sense of a bora olam and a tachlis, so every day was a day unto itself, and therefore yesterday and 2 days ago. So Zuckin was not fundamentally different than he happened. Yes, had you been here 40 years ago, this guy would also have been here. But this person doesn't contain 40 years worth of progress to him. He's, as far as he's concerned, he's starting every day anew. Avram said that that's a terrible, terrible pgam in a person if he doesn't have what to show for his years. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the years. You know, you see on the person the accumulated effect of the years. For many people, it's nothing but simple wear and tear. Now, no accumulated effect. But if you're Zeicher Zikna, carries itself tremendous bracha. Okay. So, now, a person's breathing is his chiyus. And Vayipach Be'apov means that if we're to look for a sheirish, if we're to look for person's chiyus, the manifestation of chiyus is not pi. I've spoken about it. Halachically, you test a person's breathing by a person living or not. Halachically, we put a feather by his nose and see if it blows or not. That's the pulse of the chiyus, so to speak, halachically and hashgafically. When a person is Barichus apayim means it's anytime a person is bimenucha means that he, his scope and everything is long. And I think we might have spoken about it last time. The midah of kas usually dovetails with seeing things in a very, very short scope. Most things that are anger usually comes from seeing things a slice at a time. So a person will do things when he's angry that he'll regret an hour later. When the person smashed the plate or whatever he did, he regrets it very rapidly. And had he been able to have a mindset a day long, he would not have done that. But Kas chops the person into pieces, and that's why his chokhmah is mistalekes. The bits and the pieces are slices, and he loses that sense of arichus. So that's why it manifests itself with a person's rapid breathing, versus the long winded. Erech apayim by a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the mid of rachmim, because the midah of rachamim is something which encompasses tomorrow also, and yesterday also. When we misfollow for rachamim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, listen, we were very, very good people, and there were many, many years when we followed you in the midbar and we were dear to you and so on and so forth. And we plan on being good people. So look at what we're doing now in context of a much broader picture. That's the only real way to ask rachmim. We can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forget what we did wrong, make believe it didn't happen, because that doesn't happen. But in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a marich af, the arichas apayim is to see it in a longer context. So if a person did wrong on Sunday and Monday he does tshuva, that is grounds. If we're working with an hugger of arichas apayim, that's appropriately grounds for that. So, let's go to the other area that it's nageya to. Chachma. Chachma has in itself two as follows. Let's go slowly. When the ger, the potential ger, asked Hillel for kol ateru kula al regel achas and said v'after echa kamoicha, so Hillel wasn't lying. In v'after echa kamoicha, a person can instinctively know kol ateru kula. Let's give a mashal to that. A person who is autistic walks into a room and he says, I don't like something about the arrangement of the furniture here is off. The color scheme is not quite right. And the layout, this, that, the other thing. a person who studied art, but is not especially gifted in art, he has a whole list of things that he's memorized. And yes, he can look around and say, okay, symmetry should be the following way, aligned this way, it's off. The colors, this color will go that color, this color, that color, so this doesn't quite match up, and so on. The person will see it in a very, very protistic oifen. He's going to see it in a way which he needs to see the details because he can't latch on to the cloud. And that's something which is, they once asked the Bala Tanya, how can we speak about how the old time Chachma and the old Chachamim and Yavan is not, they did not have steamboats, they did not have a railroad, I don't know what else was around by the time the Bala Tanya was, but he writes it, it's a Haggah of his, and he says that Adarava, he said, technology in looking how to apply Chachman details is really a moving away from it. It's sort of looking at Pratim rather than trying to be on the Klolim. The Greeks had an instinctive sense that there are sweep in the Bria that encompass the entirety of Emes. Hello?
I'm with you. Hello?
My computer says no microphone detected. So
no, I'm with you. I just pulled up my microphone too so you don't get the background noise.
There's a level of chachma. So there's a direction of chachma which I see everything as one. It's amazing. There's an axiom to us it's an axiom, that the answers to everything are one. Lamashal, the reason why Copernican theory is the one that's accepted rather than Ptolemy is not because it's disproven Ptolemy. It's simply so complex and so it requires such great complexity to explain what we see. Whereas Copernicus is very simple, that we simply, Kepler needed to make so many haggos and haris and allowances, it can't be. Some instinctively feel that's right. There's this ongoing desire to unify all the theories of matter, and there's a sense that it's emes. And we spend decades thinking about it simply because there's a strong belief that if there's gravity and there's electromagnetic forces and atomic forces, they must come from some common shoresh. There's no reason, there's no logical reason for it. There's no need. It's simply that's what it is. So the tfisa and the avana that things are one is very shoreshtik in Chachma. Chachma has branched out. Baltai says it's branched out and fleshed out itself in details. But that's already not the malus of Chachma. It's the application of Chachma and bring it down to Pratim, Pirtei Pratim, which in a certain sense is a hefetik mahala. Let's get back to the Divrei Torah. There's a Sifri in Parshas Hazinu. It says, Yarav Kamota Likhi, Rabbi Yudhaimel Le'olam Hava Odom Koinis Divrei Torah Klolim. A person should gather in Divrei Torah Klolim. Shem Koinsen Protim Miyagim Oisoi. If you will take them in as details, they're going to they're going to make the person very weary, weary, weary. And then he says, and he says, "Venidir malas." He doesn't know what to do, and he says, "It's a Meshul Melech that he went to Kisari. He needed 100 sous, if it takes a lot of pennies, it's very difficult. But if it makes big coins out of them, it's not hard. And so on. There's some other mishal. So Chazal here speak about the nekuda of being kainis teirim kololim. But the point is, Torah can be brought back to a level of klal. Let's take an example. When I take somebody and I tell him, you ought to do this. I take a child and say, you ought to do this. You need to be concerned about your safety. If he messes up, it's because I need to tell him, okay, that means you can't walk in the street without looking this way, that way. You can't walk in a dark alley. You can't take candy from somebody you don't know. You need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. There's a whole bunch of, I have to spell it out for him, and I have to apply it in each case. My original words of be very careful don't have an effect, and every time it happens, I need to say, listen, there's danger ahead, you must be careful, you must do this, must do that, because he hasn't been able himself to draw out the musa for each time, and so on. Torah, the dogish over there is not, the dogish in the pasuk is not that we got more chachma that when we created kas. There's a roiv chachma. Roiv chachma means the chachma became a ribuy of chachma. Many, many, many different things have been fleshed out. That's, what about that is hard to understand? No. And Baal came and Dagon came and this Avodah Zarah and that Avodah Zarah and this and that and the other thing. And on each one of them, so it's not a mila. We didn't get more Chachma. The Chachma became splintered more. We needed to spell it out, which is hefech from the real Tzur of Torah. The real Tzur of Torah is Klolim. And the need to spell it out is he read in Chachma. There's an old Yiddish, I guess, joke.
So just a quick question. Isn't it that, though, with minus and things like that, you mile more tzadim, right? Up until Anshe Knesset Gedolah, there's no doubt in anything.
Correct.
Is that...
Chachma... Once you take away HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the sheirish of everything... You look at everything as a prat, and each thing becomes a thing with neatzmai. The hefech of echad is roiv. It used to be in the form of one god, many gods. Now it's in the form of one chachma. Years Hashem chachma. That is chachma versus many, many chachmas. Each one not at all. Not at all interacting with the other one. Each one's being its own discipline because we don't have yet the Kama Shoresh. So as much as we believe there is a Kama Shoresh, what happens is everything splinters apart and falls apart. Ribui is a division of rather than you're not getting more, you're cutting the pie into many more pieces. There's an old story, somebody once... there was a town fool who was terribly, terribly taunted by the kids, and they made his life really miserable. So he came to the Rav, and he said, Rebbe, he says, my life is horrible. The kids are running after me all day long, calling me the idiot, the idiot, the idiot. So the Rav said, well, take a rock and throw it at the gang leader. And when you hit him, when the rock hits him, they'll all scatter, and that'll be the end of it. So he says, Rebbe, he says, what I do in the shul? There are no rocks in the shul. Says in the shul, you take a stender and you ram it into the gang leader, and they'll all disperse, and that'll be the end of it. So the Rebbe says, what about the mikveh? No rocks, no stenders. Says you walk over to the gang leader, you give him a big, big patch, and they'll all scatter. So I said, Rebbe, if I'd have the brains to remember all of those details, It's the rock in the street. It's the shtender in the Smedrish. It's the patch in the mikveh. I wouldn't have to come to you for advice in the first place. I can't keep track of so many different details. The Torah itself, the klolim in Torah, is the mitasish of Torah. The tsura amitis of Torah is when it's misachid into one unit. Hashem is echad, his Torah is echad, and it all needs to be seen as one. When it because we were roiv kos, so what we did was the hashkocha became a chapi hashkocha. It became like we saw in Rashi of where it became not Aruch HaPayim, but Charoinaf, Ksaraf. It became HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is bits and pieces rather than a whole picture. So in that sense, the Rav Chachma is a Chisaron. It's the same as true with the Mahalach of Chachma that started after that period. The Mahalach of Chachma in Talmud, as opposed to beforehand, we don't have any records really of Pilpul before the Tkufa of the Gemara. Bez Nagal would get together, they'd be done, they'd make a decision, and it became Torah. The Pratim and the arguments and the bits and the pieces that went into it are not part of Torah, because we were able to relate to Torah in more of its unity. It's like what we call today Das Torah means there are some issues that can be decided on Rayas, Mekoros, etc. Those issues are not to Das Torah. Those issues are a simple knowledge of Mekoros, maybe the application, but you bring a raya from someplace, quite a clear raya that you can bring palpal on, that doesn't do Das Torah, that's Chochmas Torah, and that's Torah. Das Torah is when you don't have any clear rayas, but you need a sense of it. And a person who's Machriya Bidas, it does it in a sort of the sense of it. The same way as somebody who's autistic will look at a room or a setting and arrange it without being able to spell out the details. And he's right, because it's a very different tfisa. It's a tfisa of seeing things with in a klolistic thing. One of the things that it says, Lasid Lovi Melech HaMashiach, it says, Lo Lemar Enayim Yishpoit, Lo Mishma Oznav Yishpoit, it says, V'arichoi B'yiras Hashem. So, when a person judges by seeing and by hearing Edus, he always has to be Nachos to Pratim. There are certain details, as when you hear testimony, certainly, there's hearing testimony, figuring out what they're saying, when who's lying, the inaccuracies, and so on and so forth. Even when you see something, you see the details. That's the chush of re'iya. But when you smell something, you never smell details. It's a sense of something. When somebody, even colloquially, we use it that way. When a person says, this doesn't smell right, this case doesn't smell right, it means I can't put my finger in any details. Something about it doesn't, about the klal, about the whole thing, just doesn't strike me. So the mahalach of Lasid Lavoi, of coming back to Moshe Mashiach and the Gula, is where we mafkia teira from roiv teira, a roiv chachma, and it becomes one chachma. Chachma is meant to be that way because it comes from one church, from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The mahalach of roiv, is part of the kas. Kas means a Kaddish Baruch Hu's anhaga is in bits and pieces rather than wholeness, the achdus. it doesn't bode well for us, because it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not figure in what was way before, what was way after, or just right now, Bashar Usham. That's the anhaga of Kas. Then anhaga by a person, Retzach Yisorin, of Kas, is where his anhaga is centered on the now. No asking himself, what's the consequence tomorrow? And no asking himself, well, hasn't the person done a lot of good things? And why is it at this particular point?